मुखम करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंघयते गिरिं यत्कृपातं वंदे श्रीगुरुदीनतारिणं परमानंदमाधवं श्रीचैतन्य ईश्वरं. So let us recite the third verse. So I have posted that in the chat box. So you all can see and recite. So let's recite together. Trinadapi sunichena chakshusha. Sorry, Trinadapi sunichena tarorapi saheshnuna amanina manadena kirtanya sadahari. So this is my personal experience or observation that out of all the eight verses of Chaitanya Kishastaka, this verse is the shortest verse and the most difficult to implement. Yeah, I'm able to comprehend the other verses to some extent, but this verse is so difficult to comprehend and digest that whenever I speak about it, you know, it feels, you know, very, very complex. Because the verse is simple. Now, with you know, I'll try to explain this. I guess to explain this verse, we would need three slots, three sessions. So the first one says, Trinadapi sunichena. Trina means a straw or a grass, a blade of grass. Trinadapi sunichena. So one should be more humbler than the blade of grass. This is the line which says, more humbler than the blade of grass. So when someone steps on the blade of grass while walking, so the blade of grass will never get up and start shouting. Never it will retaliate. Never. All the time, it will be humble, completely humble. And here what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling, one should be more humbler than the blade of grass. In this world, to become proud is very, very easy. Even without any reason, people are proud about themselves. But then, after having everything, to become humble is very, very difficult. Extremely difficult. It is said very nicely in our Shastra that this mood of humility or dainyata attracts the mercy of the Lord, attracts the attention of the Lord. Nothing else apart from this will attract Krishna's mercy. Humility is that ornament which attracts even Krishna's attention. See, there is no other ornament. See, everything Krishna has, and Krishna decorates himself with all the ornaments possible. Yes. But then when it comes to a devotee, this one ornament called humility or dainyata attracts the mercy of Krishna, attracts the attention of Krishna. Any devotee in the past who has attained Krishna, we can observe their behavior, we can go through their life sketch, and we will see that throughout their life, they were extremely humble. Dainya, that dainya bhav was there. So what is this dainyata basically? What is this humility all about? What is this pridelessness? So it is all about, even when we have all the material possessions, even when we are materially talented, qualities of all the material qualities are there, still taking a lower position and being always humble, being detached, you know, from these material designations and material possessions, that constitutes humility. This is what Bhaktivinoda Thakur says. So this is a very important thing we have to understand, that currently, whatever material possessions we have got, the material talents we have got. So it is not that we have cultivated in our life. It is not that we have cultivated in our life. It is, you know, from the past samskara or past karma, you know, it has come in this life also. So it is not something which we have cultivated in our life to become proud of. Like, for example, right from childhood, some people are very intelligent. Now, right from childhood, people are, you know, very good looking, very beautiful. So now, if it is right from childhood, no, we have not done anything for it. Automatically, it has come. You know, it has been carried off, carried forward from past life. You know, it's called as prarabdha karma. Then where is the question of becoming proud about that? So this is what Bhaktivinoda Thakur says in this explanation of this line. He says that what is the point, you know, of becoming proud because of some prarabdha karma? Yes. So sometimes people are very proud of their riches. Oh, I'm very rich. Okay, you're rich. You're born with silver spoon. That is because of your prarabdha karma. It's not that you have cultivated that.
Yes.
And whatever we get in our material life, it's because of our past karma. There is nothing called, our endeavor. And obviously, our endeavor is there. But then without, a good punya, a person cannot get any result in material life. Impossible. That's what 7th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, in our Tuesday sessions, we'll come across the shloka, where Shukadeva Goswami is saying that Prahlad Maharaj was tortured in so many ways. But then, since he was sinless, nothing happened to him. Similarly, Shukadeva Goswami gives this first and then talks of Prahlad Maharaj. So he says that the way the person who has no punya, even after endeavoring a lot, he will never ever get success. Similarly, since Prahlad didn't have any sin, he was not affected by all the atrocious activities, which was performed by various demoniac ministers there or soldiers. So the point is that whatever we have got in our life is not because of something which we have endeavored for. It has come automatically. Because there are many, many people in this world who are putting the same effort as we put, but they don't get the result and we get. What does that mean? It doesn't mean that we are something special. It means that something from prarabdha karma, from past life, it has come. And the results are just coming because of that punya which is there. So this understanding is very important for devotees. If devotees, that is we, if we become proud because of our material qualities and material possessions and material talents, never ever will get mercy of Lord Sri Krishna. Never. Krishna is attracted only and only and only to people who are very humble, dainya. And it is very natural also. See, logically also, if we analyze, water flows from higher level to lower level. Yes. Potential also flows from higher potential to lower potential. Similarly, the mercy, blessings, knowledge, everything will flow from higher level to lower level. So as low as we go, that much, nice force of mercy we will get. But then if we start thinking that, okay, Krishna is here. Okay, I'm also not very far away from Krishna. It's almost the same. Krishna is a theek hai chalo. You're same, so why do you need my mercy? So enjoy Madi, enjoy your life. So this point, we have to meditate on that if we want to receive Krishna's mercy, then we have to become humble in our day-to-day life, in our dealings with others, and even when it comes to our mood and consciousness. If we go back to the pastimes, Krishna has proved this very, very clearly. Duryodhana, he invited Krishna for a great feast. On the dining table, there was a huge feast that was arranged. And you can imagine all gold plates and gold glasses and spoons or whatever was there. And Krishna was invited. Krishna didn't take even a single grain from there. Not even a single grain. And when it comes to Krishna leaving that place and going to Vidura's house, these people were so humble that Krishna went there and had so much of bhakti in the heart for Krishna. Because they were so humble, automatically, bhakti manifests. This is one important statement which comes in Shastra. Dainyata gives rise to bhakti. Yes. If a person is very humble, that will give rise to bhakti. Whenever I see any humble devotee, I'm very, very jealous of those devotees. Because that humility is not there. Now, whenever we don't have something, and when we look that thing in other person, we feel like, yes, even we want to have that. And here in this case, Vidura and Vidurani, both of them, they were so humble that Krishna came and he accepted the banana peel from Vidurani. She was so mesmerized by looking at Krishna and so much of bhakti was there that she forgot what she is doing. She was just peeling off the banana peel, throwing the banana and giving the peel, to Lord Krishna. And Lord Krishna was eating the peel as if, this is the great, delicious, nectarian feast that is offered. This is one example. Another example, my favorite, is Kolavacha Sridhar. He comes in Gaur Leela in Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. Very, very intense personality and so much of humility. So much of humility. During Mahaprakash Leela, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was giving, his mercy like anything for 22 hours straight. he would call devotees and ask, what do you want? And devotees would say that, I want to have Sakshat Darshan of Lord Krishna. You know, please manifest Krishna's form. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. So he would just manifest the form of Lord Krishna. And the form of Lord Ram, and so many different forms he manifested. And he was giving mercy to everyone, that may you get Krishna Prema now itself. You know, may you get this, may you get that. You know, may all the obstacles in your life go away. All these mercy, you know, Lord Chaitanya was giving. Then Lord Chaitanya, he told all the devotees, go and get Sridhar Kolavecha. Now everyone were like puzzled. They were like, who is Sridhar? Who is Sridhar? Who is Sridhar? Everyone is talking to each other. Who is Sridhar? Do you know? Do you know? Do you know? No one knew who is Sridhar. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew who is Sridhar. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the address. You know, go to this place and then you'll find a person, you know, even at the night, that was night time. And even at this late night, you know, this person will be loudly chanting the Maha Mantra, the holy names of the Lord. And then these devotees went and from very far distance, you know, this voice was heard. Sridhar Kolavecha chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. When Sridhar would chant like this loudly at night, the neighbors would throw vegetables at him and tell him that, you eat this. It's only because your stomach does not have anything. All these sounds are coming. Put this in your mouth and let it go to your stomach. And with this satisfaction, at least, you'll keep your mouth shut. And Sridhar, he would hardly mind what people are saying. Sridhar didn't have a proper place to stay. He had a hut, patched hut. When it rains outside, it will rain inside also. That's how his hut was. And his clothes, the dhoti that he would wear, more than the plain cloth, there were more knots on that. Whenever there would be a hole, Sridhar would take two sides and he would tie a knot. That was how his entire dressing was. That's how his entire existence was when it comes to material life. But then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was attracted by his humility. And when these devotees went to that place, they asked, are you Sridhar? And he said, yes, I'm a low-born person. Yes, I'm Sridhar. And they said, Lord Chaitanya is calling for you. And he was like, why is Lord Chaitanya calling for me? I'm not at all qualified, to go to that assembly where all the elevated devotees are there. No, I'll not come. And these devotees were convincing, Sridhar. And Sridhar is saying, no, I cannot come. They're all elevated. Lord Chaitanya is so great. How can I come close to him? I'm so lowly. I'm so lowborn. And these devotees, literally picked him and then took him to Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya gave full benediction, full mercy, to Sridhar. In fact, Sridhar started crying in front of Lord Chaitanya, saying, oh Lord, I deserve nothing. I'm such a low-born person, but you're so merciful, that you're showering your mercy. This is, such people will attain Krishna. Such people will attain Krishna. Such people have humility, natural humility, where they attract the mercy of the Lord. This is what is a very important thing that we need to understand, that we are struggling in this world. And it's not that we're struggling because of other people. It's not that we're struggling because of any scarcity of material things. We're struggling because of our own pride. Because of our own pride. All the time we are proud of nothing. we are proud, but we don't have anything to be proud of, but still we are proud. This one point we need to understand and beg to the Lord that, oh Lord, look at my situation. I'm a beggar. We all are beggars. We don't have Krishna. If we would have had Krishna, we would have been the richest person, but we don't have Krishna. We are beggars. Now we are really very lowly. But still, even after not having Krishna in the heart, we are proud. We are proud of having, like a beggar is proud of his penny. We are also proud of small chutku things, which we have. And with time, anyways, it is going to go away from us. And we are proud of that. Yes. So we should offer prayers to the Lord that look at my fallen situation. Even when I'm fallen, I think I'm elevated because of my material designation, my material possessions. Oh Lord, please help me. Please pick me up, from this place. And then, you can only deliver me. Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings, Gopina Amara Upayana Tumi Krepa Kori Amare Loile Samsare Udhara Pai. He says, oh Gopinath, oh Krishna, Amar Upayana, I don't see any other way, you know, to get back to you. Amar upayana, tumi kripa kori amare loile. Now you shower your mercy and you take me away. Samsara udhara pai. Deliver me from this samsara. Deliver me from this material world. So this is the mood, you know, which we need to have. As of now, we might not be having. Now, why I'm confidently saying that, because I've been giving class and you're hearing, so I don't have that mood, so you will also not have. Yes, so this is what is the mood expected. And only when we beg and pray to the Lord, it is possible. So today when we are chanting, you know, let's ask this question to ourselves, that am I anywhere close to Sridhar Kolavecha? Am I anywhere close to Vidurani? Am I anywhere close to those great devotees who have attained Krishna when it comes to their humility? If not, then we have to beg and pray to Krishna that, oh Krishna, this is what is my state. Please help me, oh Lord, please help me. If you help me, then it is possible. If you shower your mercy, it's possible, you know, to elevate, to advance on the path of bhakti. So with this mood, you know, let us all chant you know, today's rounds, understanding that we need to become humble, but as of now, we are not. So let us start chanting. Let us continue our chanting. Let's offer prayers. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaurabhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna